Good morning, and welcome to Sunday School at Grace Baptist Church. Before we begin the message this morning, I just want to thank so much Brother Bobby Quick and Brenda, who assists him. Last week, we had a little glitch in the sound, and Bobby and Brenda were able to make that recording on YouTube appear absolutely perfect. What a job. I just appreciate that so much. You could not tell that anything had gone wrong. So God bless them, and God, I thank God for them in their ministry here at Grace Baptist Church. Profession without possession. Profession without possession. There are millions of people in this present evil age who, with their mouths, profess to be Christians, but do not have the Spirit of Christ indwelling them. Romans 8:9 ends by saying, "Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, that one is not his." They do not belong to Christ. They are not Christians. Look with me to Titus chapter 1, and we're going to be coming back and forth here a bit. Titus chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those having been defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience has been defiled. They profess to know God. They profess, the word meaning covenant, confession, promise. They profess to know God, and that word there translated know is actually the word perceive. They profess to perceive God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable. Synonyms for that, or a synonym for that, is idolatrous. Being idolatrous, abominable, disobedient, and disqualified, your King James, I think, says reprobate, for every good work. That word reprobate, disqualified, they are disqualified, they are reprobate for every good work, has to do with being rejected. And this is by God. Unapproved, worthless. Drop something on the floor there, I'm sorry. False professors have a defiled mind and conscience. The word defiled means contaminated, polluted. If sewer water gets in your tap water, your water is sorely contaminated, not fit for consumption. Just so, these false professors have a darkened mind, so polluted by sin that they love darkness rather than light. And of course, when we say that, darkness and light. We are referring to spiritual things and not things physical. In addition to this sin, false professors have a mind having been contaminated by the wisdom of this world, the wisdom of this present evil age, which God brands as foolishness. This contamination of their mind made even worse by a blindness to the gospel of Christ, caused by the god of this age, Satan. Yet, these people profess to know God. The verb translated to know means to perceive. To perceive the one true God is deep and profound and comes only to those who are born again from the heaven of heavens, according to the sovereign grace of God. They profess to know God, these false professors. Only those born again spiritually by the Holy Spirit of God truly perceive the one true God. The new birth brought about by the Holy Spirit of God indwelling the soul of God's elect, making them alive together spiritually with Christ. They make profession to know Christ because they are in possession of Christ and are possessed by Christ. False professors make profession without possession, an impossibility. The false professors have a mind so deceived that they claim to be able to perceive God Himself. This is a strong, strong delusion, a working of deception, and speaks of people like we see. Listen to this in John chapter 16, verses 2 and 3. Listen to Jesus as he speaks to his inner circle of disciples. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God a service. They think they are in the service of God by killing the true people of God. And these things they, they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. Wonder of wonders, was not Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul the Apostle, was he not one of these very people? In the book of Acts, we see Paul himself saying this: according to the strictest sect of our religion, the Jews' religion, I lived a Pharisee. What a gracious and merciful God we have. He saves even those who are false professors. Who are you today? But let's go on with Titus chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. We have dealt with the defiled, the contaminated mind, but we must not pass by a companion of such a mind found in false professors. To those having been defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Sin, the wisdom of this world, and demonic spirits are keeping those minds and consciences defiled, keeping them contaminated. I want us to look at the defiled, the contaminated, the polluted conscience of those who profess to know God, but in works they deny Him. Again, just right back a few pages to 2 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 4. Let's read verses 1 and 2. Now the Spirit, this is the Spirit of God, expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith. Folks, those are people who made a profession but did not possess the Spirit. False professors. In latter times, some will depart from the faith, being addicted. I think your Bibles may say giving heed, something like that, can be translated, being addicted to deceiving spirits. Again, that being addictive speaks of something that they are actively involved in, presently and continuously. Being addicted to deceiving spirits, and of course, and doctrines of demons. Goodness gracious, that is strong, strong language. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. And we're going to look at hypocrites and hypocrisy in a moment. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. That speaks of a branding iron as put to meat. And folks, the results are absolute non-feeling once the effect of that branding iron settles down. Ephesians 4:19 is interesting. It talks about those past feeling. Speaking of these people, no conscience. The things that should grieve them don't bother them at all. Now let's look at, they profess to know God. These very people with contaminated minds, polluted consciences, a profession without possession is seen clearly. And it's seen clearly as these people practice religion without relationship to God. I could have had a subtitle to the title today, Profession Without Possession, Practice Without Relationship. Practice without relationship is clearly seen in the scribes and Pharisees in their practice of the Jews' religion. They boasted that they were not like other human beings in behavior, but they fasted twice a week and gave tithes of all that they had. They loved to pray in public view and to honor God with their lips. They were like whitewashed tombs, appearing beautiful outwardly, and they appeared outwardly righteous to other people. But God looks at the heart and not the outward appearance. Christ said the following of and to the scribes and Pharisees. And I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 23, verses 23, 25, and 26. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Here I'm going to deal with that word, hypocrites. You can look it up. You can look it up in your Strong's. Hypocrite is an actor under an assumed character, playing the role here, playing the role of a child of God with no relationship to God. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law. Now, let's turn very quickly, go over to 1 Corinthians. I want to deal with that word, the law. Do you think that that's a reference to only the Ten Commandments? 1 Corinthians 14:12. Let me show you what Christ is referring to when he's speaking to them. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 21. In the law. Word for word here, folks. In the law it is written. So what does Christ refer to? He refers to the prophets. With men of other tongues and other lips I will speak to this people. And yet for all that they will not hear me. Isaiah chapter 28 verses 11 and 12. Folks, the weightier matters of the law, Christ is referring to the general, the Old Testament scriptures in general. Proof of it right there, apostolic authority showing us. And then, of course, what does he say? The weightier matters of the law, the weightier matters of the scriptures of the Old Testament. Justice and mercy and faith. Those you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. We don't go out breaking the law of God, the 10 words of the law. We don't do that. But friends, the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence." Blind Pharisee, says Christ. Blind Pharisee. Listen to this now. Listen to me. First, cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. What is Christ saying there? Human beings may be fooled by the outward appearance, but again, not God. Listen to me. The heart must be clean so that the outward appearance may then be brought to reflect that heart. You get that? That's the way it works. You can't get to that outside. That outside has got to reflect what is on the inside in the eyes of God. Now let's go back to Titus chapter 1 and verse 16. These folks with the mind and conscience that is contaminated, polluted, defiled. They profess to know God, to perceive God, but in works they deny Him. Turn with me to 2 Timothy 3:5. 2 Timothy 3:5. This explains exactly what is said right here. In works, they deny Him. 2 Timothy 3:5, speaking of the last days, and certainly we're closer to those last days than when this was written, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Christians, listen to that. They profess to know God, but in works they deny Him. Remember that profession now, as I stated earlier, that has to do with covenant, confession, promise. But in works, they deny Him. Being abominable, as I said earlier, idolatrous. Do you know what a root of that word is? It's the word stink, S-T-I-N-K, being stinking. You see, they have stinking thinking. Disobedient. Folks, the disobedient will not enter the kingdom of God. And disqualified, or as the King James Version puts it, reprobate. And reprobate for every good work. And as I pointed out earlier, that means rejected by God, unapproved by God, worthless to God. Every good work. Profession without possession. Practice without relationship. But listen up. There's always that wonderful word, B-U-T. But to the elect, God says this. Look with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, reading verses 14 through 17. Oh, I pray by the Spirit of God, your hearts and minds are attuned to what we are going to read. Romans 8, beginning at verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, these are the sons of God. Relationship. Possession. Both spoken of there. Led by the Spirit of God, possessing the Spirit of God. Sons of God, relationship to God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, possession of the Holy Spirit of Christ, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Relationship to God, our Father. And folks, no one comes to the Father but by Christ crucified. No one comes to the Father but by Christ crucified. We see here repeatedly the possession and profession. We see relationship to God. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. In possession of the Spirit of God, possessed by the Spirit of Christ. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him. Now what does that speak of? Suffering with Christ comes along with the practice of the faith. Again. Practice the true faith. And folks, that's going to involve suffering. Suffering. That we may also be glorified together with Christ. Ephesians 2:10 says this. For we are His workmanship. Our Father's workmanship. Relationship. Listen now. Relationship produces practice. For we are our Father's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Practice, folks. Relationship produces practice, which God before ordained, we should walk in them. So those two things bound up in that title. Possession creates profession. Relationship produces practice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for His grace and mercy to His elect. Praise the Lord. Amen.